Have you ever met someone and felt you'd known them forever? Or walked into a place for the first time yet felt strangely at home? Edgar Cayce, a man who spent over 40 years accessing what he called the Akashic Records, would tell you that's no coincidence. Between 1901 and 1945, this sleeping prophet conducted over 14,000 readings while in a trance state, tapping into what he described as a cosmic database containing every thought, word, and deed since time began. Think of it as the universe's hard drive, except nothing ever gets deleted, and your entire soul's history is stored there, influencing everything from your career choices to why you can't stand your coworker. This isn't just mystical speculation anymore. Figures like Oprah and Deepak Chopra have brought these ideas into mainstream conversation, while films like Doctor Strange have made the concept visually compelling. What makes this enduring is its central promise. Nothing is truly lost, and everything you've experienced remains accessible. The Akashic Records are a living repository of consciousness. Every emotion, choice, and interaction across all lifetimes. Ancient cultures recognize this. The Bible mentions a book of life in Exodus, Psalms, and Revelation. Mystics like H.P. Blavatsky and Rudolf Steiner described similar concepts, but Cayce provided the most detailed map. In trance states, Cayce followed a beam of light to a hall where an elderly man handed him a book, symbolic representations his mind created to process incoming information. We're all authors, constantly writing our stories through thoughts and actions. These records function like multidimensional recordings, not flat data, but vibrant impressions capturing what happened, the feelings, intentions, and ripple effects. However, interpretation varies by reader. Unless approached with selfless intent, what you see gets filtered through personal biases. According to Cayce's cosmology, these records track each soul's evolution. God created souls as potential companions, spiritual beings developing individuality through experiences across lifetimes. We gather wisdom through choices, leading toward compassion and love, ultimately recognizing our essence and God's are fundamentally the same. Cayce rejected fatalistic karma, defining it instead as memory patterns in the Akashic Records that create inexplicable attractions or repulsions, often rooted in past lives. The liberating truth, free will trumps everything. What matters isn't why situations appear, but how you respond. Even wrong choices facilitate growth through movement rather than stagnation. We never meet anyone by chance. Every relationship continues where it left off. Crucially, there's no karma between people, only karma with yourself. You're confronting your own memory patterns through others. At 29, Anna Campbell struggled with physical ailments, marital problems, and intense antagonism with her sister Vera. Cayce's readings revealed past life connections. Vera had been a wife whose husband Anna stole. Her obsession, Robert, had been French nobility to whom she was a secret mistress. Her current husband, Alan, was that stolen husband. Years later, when Robert returned wanting to reunite, Anna resisted becoming his mistress again, breaking the cycle. She also reconciled with Vera before her death. These weren't predetermined outcomes. They were choices that rewrote her soul story. Dreams offer the most reliable pathway to your soul's journey. Cayce himself dreamed of an ancient Egyptian pyramid dedication, recalling architectural details later confirmed as historical fact from a previous incarnation. Your vivid imagination? It's intuition in disguise. One woman received a reading about her past life in Ohio, explaining a powerful childhood experience. She'd recognized a farmhouse she'd never visited, insisting to her skeptical father, "I've been there lots of times." Past life memories surface through unexpected triggers. One man's friend suddenly transformed into a cowboy before his eyes during casual conversation, triggering knowledge they'd been brothers during the California Gold Rush. Methods for accessing the records include dreams, spontaneous experiences, hypnosis, psychic readings, and meditation. Casey emphasized weighing received information against what you already know. The true value lies not in satisfying curiosity about who you once were, but understanding how past experiences influence your present circumstances and future potential. The Akashic Records function as a divine guidance system, presenting experiences and relationships needed for growth. Each day offers opportunities selected from an omniscient database with your best interests at heart. How you respond determines your next cycle of potentials through free will. The records exist everywhere, yet must be interpreted through individual consciousness. Information often appears symbolically. The subconscious uses imagery like books, fields, or flowers to communicate beyond the material plane. Throughout history, this pattern has been reflected in stories like The Prodigal Son, The Wizard of Oz, and Pilgrim's Progress, all depicting the soul's journey from creator through individuality and back home. Unresolved past life conflicts create present-day tensions. Stephen Levine and Robert Mitchell demonstrated this across lifetimes in ancient Egypt and Jerusalem. When Levine withdrew financial support after the stock market crash, both men died with their relationship unresolved, meaning the records would eventually draw them together again. College roommates Andy Evans and Jim McMahon overcame centuries of antagonism. Initially clashing as Southern and Northern opposites, their readings revealed conflicts spanning Egypt, the Crusades, and an English monastery. Determined to break this cycle, they developed genuine friendship. When Jim later developed crippling arthritis, Andy opened his home and learned massage to ease his pain, maintaining their friendship until Jim's death in 1953. The Akashic Records don't contain one predetermined future, but multiple probability vectors shifting with your decisions. Like a GPS recalculating routes, the records track evolving opportunities as choices cascade into new possibilities. Jimmy Hamilton's reading at 2 days old revealed extraordinary promise. With proper guidance, he could become one of America's most influential political figures. Without it, his talents could turn destructive. Despite natural abilities in languages, music, and art, childhood instability derailed him. He ran away at 17, drifted through jobs, married and divorced 3 times, and never fulfilled his potential. Patrick Thompson chose differently. After his father's death forced him into newspaper delivery at 14, his reading revealed future success in clothing sales, a talent from past lives advising Louis XIII's wardrobe and designing in ancient Egypt. Though initially resistant, Patrick excelled in the uniform business, crediting the readings with a better understanding of the purpose of my life. Casey emphasized that success comes from applying what you know. He frequently advised, "Do what you know to do, and the next step will be given." Your present state reflects the combined results of what you've done about the ideals you've set, qualities of love, service, compassion, and understanding. The Akashic Records draw to each soul exactly what's needed for growth. You'll face the same lessons until you learn them, but heaven isn't a destination, it's a state of consciousness. As Casey explained, you grow to heaven, you don't go to heaven. It is within thine own consciousness that ye grow there. Every thought, word, and deed gets recorded in God's book of remembrance, the real book of life. This isn't about judgment, but evolution. We're all writing our stories through our choices, with this data influencing our dreams, inspiration, and future potentials. Casey foresaw an age of the lily, marked by purity, where humanity understands its true relationship to the Creator. This transformation requires moving away from power-focused thinking, evolving little by little, line upon line. It begins with how you treat the person next to you. You're not a victim of circumstance, but an author writing your story. The universe has been keeping notes, but those notes aren't a prison sentence. They're a treasure map showing where you've been and illuminating where you might go. Every interaction offers a chance to rewrite old patterns. Every choice creates new possibilities. You're not just reading the book of life, you are the book of life, and the pen is in your hand.